This is AgriPulse Open Mic. I'm your host, Jeff Daly. Our guest this week is Ben Alfie, founder and CEO of Blue White. AgriPulse Open Mic is brought to you by NCIS, the National Crop Insurance Services. Crop insurance, the smartest, most efficient way to secure America's food, fiber, and fuel supply. AgriPulse Open Mic continues with Blue White's Ben Alfie next. Today's Open Mic segment is brought to you by America's crop insurance industry, which is thankful for the continued support of farmers, commodity organizations, rural businesses, lenders, and lawmakers who are fighting to maintain a strong farm safety net. Providing individualized protection on more than 540 million acres of farmland, crop insurance remains the smartest, most efficient way to secure America's food, fiber, and fuel supply. This is AgriPulse Open Mic. Many believe national security and food security go hand in hand. That's a definition of our guest, Ben Alfie. Prior to developing Blue White, a leading autonomous technology company, Alfie spent over 25 years in the Israeli Air Force, both as a combat pilot and head of unmanned systems research and development programs. At last week's Farm Progress Show at Iowa, Alfie explained how technology in the field of crops and the battlefield are much the same.
What usually is interesting is that there are a lot of similarities, you know, off-road, lack of connectivity, today lack of GPS in those areas, rugged, hot, dust. You need availability. You need it to be very trustworthy because time is of essence. So a lot of things that in a whole make it happen. What affects the timing is the ability to make it cheap enough so it will be suitable for all the markets. So this is what technology brings today. If you look at the past, also communication was like that, where you had Motorola all over with those big, heavy walkie-talkies. And then now everybody has a smartphone. So there are transition stages where the offering for the civilian market, for agriculture, for any other industry is so high, so the technology even bridges and bypasses the technologies that you see in other industries, such as military, for example.
I understand Blue White was actually Blue White Robotics when you began. What was your mission area, or what was your goal when you developed Blue White Robotics?
So we went from Blue White Robotics, and now we call ourselves Blue White. We feel that we are known enough for that. Our mission is to create disruption or help disrupt markets through autonomy. We see autonomy as an enabler to certain markets. Here we are in a place where everybody's talking about operation cost, first and foremost, with labor shortage. Our kids don't know how to press a clutch, never mind the quality of driving a tractor, as an example. Also, people want their better welfare. I mean, everybody likes to drive a tractor, but to drive it 14 hours a day, for 4 months or 12 of a month a year, with all the chemicals around you, I don't know. So we see this transition. We come from a background of autonomy, and we wanted to see where autonomy can create disruption. You know, we checked the urban mobility, first responders, mining, agriculture. And suddenly in agriculture, we saw that all the stars aligned. I mean, labor shortage, a huge need. If something grows, so the weather is okay, so you can make it happen. It's still complex, no GPS, no connectivity, but this is something that we have good technology how to deal with, and we can do something very good over there. And the area, just everybody wants it and everybody needs it in a way, because we understand that it was just COVID started, and labor shortages increased, And food is something that everybody needs. And every day that passes now with interest rates that are high, operation costs, chemicals are expensive. To buy a tractor is expensive. So we said, hey, let's take any existing tractor, transform it to autonomy. We'll have a, we'll bolt in with hardware on a regular tractor. One software, one hardware for any type of crop, any type of implement, mowing, spraying, herbicide, you name it. And let's do it. And here we are today, you know, 150 people dealing with it.
At the Farm Progress Show in Iowa over this past week, Blue White is in the booth with Case IH and with New Holland, and primarily with New Holland.
Yeah.
So as you're rolling out to the globe that can use that can use autonomy and needs agriculture, what brought this relationship with New Holland?
New Holland is an amazing brand. They are number one in high-value crops and specialty crops worldwide. They have 40% of Europe tractors are New Holland. And we believe that the cooperation between an amazing corporate like New Holland and Blue White together, we can bring the technology. They have a great connection with the growers through their amazing dealership network. And the idea is how to bring it to the market as fast as possible. And by combining those capabilities, this is something that we believe that can really make it happen.
Is Blue White colorblind to only blue and white tractors, or will your technology be available or eventually available to other machines?
Our technology already today is available to other machines. We have customers who have John Deere and other brands where we also bolt into their tractors and transform them to autonomy. Our idea with the... The idea is, yes, we are color agnostic in that way, and this is why we believe that you don't have also one type of brand in the farm, and yet you want the operating system and the operators to be able to operate all the tractors in the farm. So this is something that we invested from the beginning on architecture that enables you to have those autonomous capabilities on any type of tractor that you have.
Already, Case IH had a relationship with Raven, and that was toward large machines in the field. Blue White, are you geared toward the big machine and the major crop areas, or are you specialized in other reaches of agriculture?
So now we are focusing on specialty crops. We believe the need over there is the highest, where you have a lot of tractors per acre all year long. Lots of chemicals being used over there also, so the savings that we can create are high. And autonomy, we believe that this is the place where autonomy should be deployed. We have already more than 60,000 hours in that area, and we see how it's needed over there. But the idea is from there to grow also and help, whether with the New Holland team to help to their area or ourselves alone to keep on growing to other avenues such as Big Ag or other off-road needs that you'll see from you know, mining, construction, etc.
So I have a friend who is in the Radio Hall of Fame. He's also a Hall of Famer in farm broadcasting. His name is Orion Samuelson from Chicago. Orion, a rich history in broadcasting, and he had the opportunity to talk with some of the people who worked with Henry Ford in the beginning. And Mr. Ford called his staff in, as I'm told, and said, how much does it cost a farmer to have a pair of mules, to buy them, and to feed them throughout the year that he's using for power on the farm? And they gave Mr. Ford a number. And he said, now, create a tractor that costs the same or less.
Exactly.
So as you mentioned in the beginning, you could develop a farm machine as complex as an F-18, but you'd have to be able to afford it.
Exactly.
So in this case, last week on this program, Dave Puglia with Western Growers said there's two things they really are investing in. One, in biologics. They'd like to be able to move away from the synthetics that we use in crop protection.
Yeah.
And the other is in autonomy and robotics to be able to solve the labor issue that they are facing today. So with Blue-White on a tractor or series of tractors, what are you able to accomplish for the grower and keep it cost effective?
Yeah, so to operate a tractor in California, for example, costs around $100,000 a year. The person, the amount of chemicals that they misuse, the quality of work, legal, and how many hours a tractor can work a day, even in an 8-hour shift, if it's manned, it's around 5 hours of actual driving, maybe six. So we took this equivalent of a Henry Ford number and said, okay, so we'll do it more than half. We'll take it and we'll do the same job for half of, or even more than half of this operation and the cost on that part. And this is how we're doing today. And using also your existing fleet saves a lot of money and maximizing on that. So the savings are huge on the labor. It's not that you have a farm without people. Okay, this is not the idea. The idea is to take the people that you have in the farm and maximize their ability to create as much production as possible. So one person controls four sprayers, four tractors doing spray, and saves a lot of money.
How would one person control four machines that might all be doing a different task?
Yeah, so this is something that we invested a lot on it. You have on your iPad or cellular phone, you can connect to all those machines. You upload the program, or you tell them, okay, I want you to do a spray between every other row in block 16. And they will do the mission at the correct speed, at the correct timing. The sensors that we have there will know if there is a tree, so to operate the sprayer, and if there is no tree, to stop the sprayer. Same on other applications. And in that way, it's not just how to make a single tractor drive alone. It's how to create all the farm operate with autonomous vehicles around you. So these are the things that we're doing over there. Sure.
But what about connectivity? There are so many areas of the country, in the world, that cellular service or broadband, not available. So what about connectivity between that machine and the operator?
Yeah, we overcome many challenges around this issue. Few things that we have done. First of all, the tractor itself, in order to execute their operation, doesn't need connectivity. You have a computer at the edge on board the tractor itself, so it knows how to drive autonomously and safely. This is one. Connectivity is not that you're lacking zero to connectivity. When that happened, we've created, for example, local 5G networks. So in your farm, we create a local 5G network and you have connectivity. But most of the time, it's sometimes you have connectivity and sometimes you're not. And the idea is that on those areas where, or sometimes you have a GPS reception or not, under the foliage of almonds, for example. So how you still know how to drive there at the middle of the night? So over there, Blue-White has created a very unique ability how to mitigate those lack of connections and still will give the information to you, the grower, while he drives. And when it stops, it will still wait until it can call you, open a video and see, okay, look around, there is a trunk that fallen here, or there is a deer in front of me, I just stop, okay, it's gone, you can keep on driving. A lot of things that we've done around that in order to create this availability, quality of mission, safety, while the environment is what it is. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't.
Give us an idea of the sensors that are available here that are giving feedback and that are ensuring the accuracy of this autonomous vehicle that you're trusting in the field to execute sustainable practices and protect or harvest your crop.
Yeah, so it's what you talk about is key, and redundancies are the way to create trust. on safety or on the quality of the work or the efficiency of the operation. And we started from multiple type of sensors that are there to overlap and make sure that it's still you always have the correct answer, or you have at least two who are voting to say, okay, are we still in the middle of the row? For example, we are using cameras, we are using LiDARs, we're using GPS when it's available. We have all those fused together to one decision making that is saying, okay, what's the situation right now? So, and part of it is when we show it also to the grower and we are there with them, or the dealer is there with them to show on the onboarding process, he sees how it works at day, how it works at night, how it turns accurately under an inch in a vineyard. You see all those capabilities, how they run all together.
So let's talk about sustainability.
Sure.
How is a machine equipped with BlueWhite, autonomously operating in the field, how does it help me be more sustainable and productive at the same time?
Sustainability has three layers. Okay, first of all, save chemicals. If I can work with a robot whenever it's needed and nowhere when I'm forced because I don't have availability of people all the time, you already save a lot of chemicals, but you're doing, for example, you can do it at night or in the morning or the correct time when it's needed. This is one. Second is because you have a lot of sensors, they see what is needed, and the amount of chemicals that you're using is less. Another two layers of sustainability is our people. We need them also to sustainability of our workers, and to be away from chemicals as far as possible is critical. There is no reason at the 21st century that will keep on having people near those chemicals, and they can be far away from that while those machines are running and doing herbicide or pesticide while they run. So this is another layer. And the last layer is on the national layer. If we will not pass to autonomy and robotics here in the U.S., we will not be able to grow food here. It will be too expensive. This is something that we cannot afford, to rely on not having food security being grown and raised in your own country.
Artificial intelligence,
yes.
Is it a part of your programming package?
Yes. So we're using AI for the navigation. We're using AI for the safety, obstacle detection as an example. So a lot of AI is being done on those two layers. And we're using AI for the automation, meaning understanding, is it a big tree, a small tree? Is there a tree to give or how big is the grass in front of you for the mower? How tall it is, sorry. So these are things that we're looking.
Interesting, because there is the human element.
Yeah.
As long as the human is in control of the machine, there's only so much energy, there's only so many hours they can be functional.
Yeah.
So this is a way that a farmer, that if he maintains the tractor overall, this machine could run 24 hours.
I'll give you an example how the story ends. We talked about how I started my career. So from the place that I come from the military area, when I started my job, 15% of flight hours were unmanned systems. When I finished the job, 95% of flight hours were unmanned systems. Instead of investing millions of dollars on pilots and on drivers, we're moving to robot operators. It's accessible for everybody. It's easy to use. You're not creating fatigue as it used to. And mainly it helps you with the decision making around the operation part, and anything that is around the safety part makes sure that the autonomy and the software and the technology covers that part.
What's on the horizon in the frontier?
Jeff, we are far from having all the farms autonomous vehicle running and we can stay at home. Okay, it's a journey. It's a transition. We're talking about a decade at least of transitioning from the mechanical driving era to robotics era. It's something that all of us are going to do together. So part of my job today And Blue White's job is to create a win-win-win-win. A win to the grower, a win for the dealerships, win for New Holland's and other partners that we work with, and also a win for Blue White. How do we do that? We're doing it by learning all the time things that we didn't know that we didn't know, and increasing more and more capabilities through autonomy, through robotics, more and more capabilities, a layer above another layer above another layer, so you can create more and more. This is how we're addressing it.
Did you find, have you found here in the U.S. particular encouraging policies or regulation, or those that are holding you back from being able to achieve the what's possible for farming?
I didn't see things that hold us back, okay? But I'm not sure how alert are we in understanding that if the government and the other agencies will not encourage us to move to autonomy as fast as possible, we might be at national risk here. So the idea of making sure that on that part that we support growers and all the stakeholders to go to the path of adopting technology in order to reduce the chemicals usage, to increase sustainability on those three layers that we just talked before, to enable security and safety to all of us. This is something that I think we need to push more, all of us, in order to encourage that the money will be invested in the correct places.
How many other countries of the world do you see as rich target environments, opportunities where this technology is either already being accepted or would soon be accepted?
Australia is really in huge need. They're also growing a lot of food in the other part of the world. Europe, over there you just don't have all the people are just getting older and older there, and less newborns over there, so nobody is there to work this work. I'm guessing we'll see Latin America also, where after that, when we talk about quality of work and the ability to work for 24/7 in those areas, that is also feeding a lot of people worldwide. These are areas that, with this priority, I think these are the areas. So first, North America, Europe, Australia. These are the biggest areas.
Well, I personally salute you for 25 years of work in protecting your country in the military.
Thank you.
And then also staying with the same avenue of security and now working in agriculture. So that lends me to the question that I almost asked from the beginning. What relationship is there between a strong military and a strong agriculture in terms of security for a nation?
I think it goes hand in hand. And if there was a way that we can take technology personnel and people from one place to another, that'd be great. I think values which come first are aligned. Blue White's values and myself are, first of all, fellowship, love of the land, and innovation. And I'm very happy that I'm able to implement those values during my day-to-day work.
Ben Alfi, thank you. Cheers. For taking time during a very busy Farm Progress show. And I know at the conclusion of this that you were traveling back to your home country. Our hearts are with you and your people, and wish the most for peace. Thank you for your attention here and for your work in agriculture. This program is called Open Mic, and you have an open mic today, sir.
Well, we're everybody here, we are working on something which is critical. And when you find yourself that you are working hard and you are all alone, the tractor, the land, and God, remember that you're doing something that is critical, that is nobody else will do it. And it's our responsibility, it's our shift to make sure that we keep on making sure that human race is alive, striving, and Just remember the big picture. This is what I can recommend to each and every one of you. This is what keeps spirit in my blood. And I'm wishing all of you, Jeff and everybody else, God bless.
Our thanks to Ben Alfie, founder and CEO of Blue White, our guest this week on Open Mic. AgriPulse Open Mic is brought to you by NCIS, the National Crop Insurance Services. Crop insurance, the smartest, most efficient way to secure America's food, fiber, and fuel supply. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.